1083, we can take up 1083.
1083 would be great.
Exempt certain utility and street contracts from competitive bid requirements.
And again, I would defer to the South Dakota Municipal League, Jim Hood, this time, for House Bill 1083.
Thank you, Senator Gray. Mr. Hood.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Senate Local Government Committee. My name is Jim Hood. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Municipal League. A couple of years ago, the legislature passed a bill that would allow the cities to pay the cost if they required a developer to install, for example, a six-inch water main instead of a four-inch water main. The theory being, the city was seeing development in that neighborhood, was concerned that they didn't want to come back in, tear up the infrastructure to install a larger pipe. And the city would then pay the developer for the cost of that oversizing. What we are doing with House Bill 1083 is extending that concept to a couple more areas, specifically streets and sewer collection systems. The same theory applies. A developer comes in, needs storm sewer in the development. City says, boy, this is going to be a growing area. We're going to be collecting runoff from development east to here. We want that storm sewer to be larger than what is needed for your development. Or the developer is putting in a two-lane street. City says, well, because of future development, we see this street as being a possible collector street. We ought to have four lanes instead of two. What this bill allows the city to do is reimburse the developer for the cost of that enlargement of the collection system or the street. Currently, what happens, we run up against the bid limits when we get into that process, which is currently $25,000. We've consulted with Legislative Audit on this issue. They are supportive of the concept as they were of the original concept, because most of these are unit costs. I mean, asphalt is so much a ton, concrete is so much a cubic yard, the diameter of the storm sewer pipe or what have you is so much, and these are easily based on the costs of the engineer's estimates, and we would hope you would support House Bill 1083, and I would stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hood. Further proponents? Further proponents? Are there any opponents? Any opponents? Seeing none, are there questions from the committee? Seeing none, Senator Gray.
Madam Chair, are we ready for a motion?
We're just about there. I'm moving to close to committee discussion and/or action. Senator Gray.
I would move due pass on House Bill 1083.
We have a due pass on 1083. Is there a second? Senator Broderick seconds that motion. Discussion on the due pass motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein. Broderick. Dempster. Klocek. Tubols. Gray. Donovan.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
House Bill 1083 goes to the floor with a unanimous vote. Senator Gray.
I would move consent.
We have a consent motion by Senator Gray, seconded by Senator Dempster. Discussion on that consent motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. House Bill 1083 goes to the floor on the consent calendar.